We liked the episode then, huh?
Yeah, I think both of us loved it. Robin said that the episode was epic as we were watching it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it felt like it was a series finale.
Yeah,
it felt like it was like, this is it. This is the finale of The Walking Dead right here, which was really, it was weird. It was a weird feeling at the
that
end.
That is weird. I didn't tell you, but I was crying.
Yeah, I know you were crying.
You did.
I saw it.
Okay.
I saw the tears rolling down as Maggie was giving her speech.
Yes.
Over the ending of the episode.
Yeah, and she's sitting there, you know, and when she's sitting there with Sasha, and you know, and they're looking out on to, I don't know, a field or whatever, but she's talking about how if it wasn't for Rick and Glenn, and Glenn coming to Rick's aid,
oh, I know,
none of them would be there.
Yeah. I was just following his lead. Glenn made the decision. Yeah, that was mm-hmm. super sad. And that mm-hmm. whole moment, the whole episode, how they, I mean, they've kind of been like weaving in and out of playing tribute to Glenn and Abe throughout the entirety after, you know, the season 7 premiere. But this was the episode that, I mean, they kicked it into high gear of, you know, giving Abe.
It was nice to get the send off, you know, and we actually got to see Abe some.
I know.
I kind of wanted to
Missed
see
that
it.
Dude.
I wanted to see a little Glenn though, just
I did
a little
too.
Bit.
Yeah, that would have been really nice to see Glenn. I was a little bit spoiled on the fact that Abraham was going to be in this episode. I think somebody had mentioned it, like on social media or Twitter a couple of weeks ago that he was going to be in an episode here pretty soon. Mm. I didn't know which one it was going to be, but that was...
I'm hoping that when Maggie has her baby, we get this huge flashback thing with, you know, moments of her and Glenn and maybe, you know, some stuff that, I don't know, imaginings of hers of what it would have been like. I don't know. I need me some Glenn.
I know. It's very sad that we didn't get to see his face again, but seeing Abe was...
I know, that was nice.
That was perfect.
It was nice.
I freaking loved the crap out of it. At first, I didn't know what was going on, mm-hmm. and I still ultimately, I'm not 100% certain, was it a flashback, or was she dreaming that whole thing? Because it was weird how everything that she was saying to herself,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was just repeating it because it actually happened, or... if she was saying that and then, like, this dreamlike state was going on.
My explanation was that she was repeating those things to herself as she went along. She's having the memories of him.
Yeah.
'Cause, like, when she was telling him that, you know, she'd had a bad dream about, you know, losing him. And so that's what I thought.
She dreamed that he died a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Which was...
That was terrible, but... So what do you think about her
sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was badass. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because we didn't do a review of episode 15. And one of my like major points was about that whole scene between her and Eugene. Whenever she asks for a way out Eugene, a way out to kill herself. And he gives her, gives her the pill and mm-hmm. everything. And the way that she said, thank you. And, I don't know, just everything about the way she was acting towards Eugene, because we were just watching it before the mm-hmm. season 7 finale aired, and I kept thinking that in her head, that that's what she ultimately wanted to do. She knew that it was like a 30 or 45 minute ride over to Alexandria. He told her that it was going to take like, I think he said it would take 20 minutes to kick in.
It did, but and she didn't know that Negan was going to put her in a casket and take her over there.
Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't know that, but I feel like she ultimately wanted to at least attempt to take out some of the saviors with killing herself.
My thing was, is
a walker.
The whole reason that what she was doing is she was trying to ask him for some kind of weapon to kill herself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No,
and,
I know that.
Yeah.
It just so happened that he gave, whenever he gave her the pill,
she was
and
like,
then the wheels,
fuck.
Oh, I thought the wheels started spinning like, oh, this may be a way where I can at least in my moments on Earth,
mm-hmm.
which she wouldn't be alive anymore, she'd be a walker, but would be able to have some kind of attempt to like, because, I mean, think about it. If she took it in the, say they put her in the back of some truck or something,
mm-hmm.
she's with everybody, she takes a swig, takes the pill real quick, maybe she can take somebody out that's in that back of the little truck as they come over and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That was kind of what my thoughts were on her whole deal. But I mean, I love the crap out of her sacrifice. I thought it was a badass way to go out. I don't think that it was very predictable. I think everybody saw this coming whenever they announced that she was going to be on Star Trek. It was like, oh, Sasha's dead. She's dead now.
I know. Dang it. Yeah. Oh, when was the last time we checked our fantasy, you know, death draft thing?
Oh, it's been
walking,
a while.
I whatever we called it.
The Zompocalypse Fantasy 5. Yeah, brain's gone bad.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think. Who was winning on that?
I don't know.
I think I lost.
I think you definitely lost because a couple of your dudes were.
Because Richard.
Richard.
I picked Richard, and Richard.
Mistake.
It was a big mistake to pick Richard. So.
It was a really great episode. I hope I'm with you, Robin. I hope that the scavengers will be served notice by Rick next season. Their days have got to be numbered. Whenever she shot Rick.
I was like,
this bitch has got to die at that point.
I know. I wanted her to die right then.
Yeah.
I was hoping that Michonne was going to be able to get a shot off and just, you know, right between the eyes.
I thought that's what was going to happen.
Her head explode like a melon and, you know, but their treachery was, that pissed me off so bad. The length that Rick and crew had to go to get all those guns. You know, you've got the world's worst haircut and you're a traitor, bitch.
Yeah. Oh man. Whenever the tables turned on them right there in that moment, because we had talked about it before and we did a whole video on our YouTube channel called, you know, does Jadis equal Judas?
Yeah.
And did the Walking Dead writers, you know, try to sneak it in by us that they named this woman Jadis, which is so close to Judas,
right.
and just like everything that they did, like with a lot, there's like a lot of biblical symbolism with some of the episodes, and I don't know, it's just, it pissed me off whenever they got the jump on them and Rick did not get to either kill Jadis or B have Michonne shoot her with the sniper rifle. That's for sure.
Okay, so did you think for just a second that Michonne was going to be killed?
No.
Okay.
No, the only one I really thought that just for a second that was going to get killed was Carl.
I
literally thought Carl was going to die.
Because when we were watching together and we're like, oh, holy shit, are they going to do this?
Yeah.
And it would definitely have changed the entire face
of the future of The Walking Dead. I mean, I get that it can never happen with the storyline that Robert Kirkman created in the comic books.
Right.
Because in the comic books, that's the whole story is we have a father, Rick Grimes, trying to protect his son, you know, Carl. And that's all, you know, that's what Rick lives for and everything. But in the TV show, with the fact that Carl is so much older now.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's literally a grown-ass man. He's going to college in the fall.
Yeah.
And with Chandler Riggs being so much older and trying to go to college and everything. I don't know. It's weird because it's we haven't seen him very much in the back half of season 7, period.
Okay, now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What about Rick's speech? When here, you know, he and Carl are down on their knees, and Negan's saying, "I'm gonna beat your son's head in, hopefully with just one fell swoop, you know, and then I'm gonna knock off your hands." And he's like, "I'm gonna kill you."
It may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but one of these days, asshole, I'm gonna kill you. I loved it. I thought that was like one of the most badass Rick moments.
That was
like Claymore Joe badass
moment,
except for, you know, he didn't get to bite anybody's neck out. I wanted that to happen to Jadis.
I know, me too. Yeah.
I wanted to see like some crazy Ricktatorship Rick take her out. I'm definitely with Robin though that they've got to get theirs. Like, surely. They're going to get like.
I was so disappointed to see them run off and not be eaten. I wanted all of them eaten by Shiva.
Yeah, that was badass.
Yeah, that
the
was
moment
cool.
when Shiva came in and saved Carl.
Yeah.
I loved it. We already looked at a bunch of comments on IGN, their review and everything, and people are like, "Oh, this is so predictable. It was
predictable." No, it wasn't. It was cool.
It was badass. Yeah. We've been waiting to see the tiger be used. We've been waiting to see Shiva be used, and we both commented when we were watching the episode how much better the CGI looked for Shiva in this episode than that deer. I mean, that deer was atrocious. So. Thank God it was a
stuffed deer that someone had killed like years and years ago, and they had left it in their barn, and it was like, you know, pieces of it were falling off, and like they just moved this stuffed deer around, you know. I mean, that's how bad that thing was. But Shiva looked great.
Yeah, Shiva did look great, and it was awesome to see her, you know, in action. And I'm glad that she didn't die. Like, as far as we know, I think Shiva's still alive. I think they would have shown us
Shiva died. I did think that was weird, though, because we had Ezekiel at the end, and we didn't have Shiva. And I'm like, you know, get your tiger, man.
I know. The tiger is usually with Ezekiel and all those kingly moments that he has. You know, whenever he's like out in front of the crowd, which was pretty badass to see, you know, the three leaders we saw, Maggie, Rick, and King Ezekiel, was awesome. I love seeing Morgan. Whenever he had that moment that he didn't, I wouldn't say that he saved Rick, but he just totally stuck that one person right in the head, right beside Rick. Well, that was badass.
Rick did get shot.
He did.
Again. Man.
Rick's a hoss. The fact that he was walking around after he got shot. I mean, Rick and Michonne, the power good couple God. Definitely yes. took some licks. It kind of reminded me of the moment for Michonne in this episode whenever Rick had the moment with the governor. Yes. And, like, the governor just beat the crap out of Rick and everything.
Was that at the end of, was it season
four or five? I think it was the midpoint of season four. Yeah, because that's when Herschel got killed and they got in their fight and everything. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was that episode. Robin asked, do you think...
That was when I was so mad at Carl in that one.
but sorry, we like you now, Carl. Yeah. Robin asks, do you think Negan is on to Eugene helping Sasha? That took me by complete surprise whenever Eugene came up to Rick and Alexandria and demanded that they basically put down all their arms and submit to Negan's will.
I was so disappointed. Really disappointed.
Who were you more disappointed in, though? Because were you more disappointed in the fact that Eugene did that? Or that the fact that Rick was like, go right ahead, blow poor Eugene up.
No, I wasn't. No. Oh. Because at this point, he looks like he drank the Kool-Aid. Look how nice he's dressed and everything, you know? I mean, they dressed him. He's standing there with his bullhorn. It's like, you know, no, I'm Negan. So Rick's like, okay, you said your name is Negan. Push the button. Blow him up. It's terrible, and I didn't want him to die. I really didn't. But
no,
I was more disappointed in Eugene.
Yeah, he's I really don't know what to make of him at this point.
I don't either.
Still, like we've had this conversation before, where it's like, okay, has Eugene gone full Negan? And I get that he's trying to save Rick and the rest of Alexandria in his own little way.
Really, how?
Well, to tell them to not do anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that he may have thought that Negan was not going to do any killings. Eugene doesn't understand that he cannot trust Negan in the ways that he thinks that he can trust Negan.
And I do think he probably thought, you know, maybe that he's going to kill a couple of them. He won't kill all of them because he's got to keep... You know, they're a valuable resource.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think down deep, he's still
trying to do the right thing, even though he's like, you're like, Eugene, man, what is going on? To answer your question, though, Robin, I think that Negan knows something is amiss. Like, I don't know if he ultimately doesn't trust Eugene, because how could you not trust the guy that, like, goes up in front of his old group and basically tells him, yeah, no, I don't whatever.
It sounded like both of it just let out a big fart. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was, and I promise.
I don't think anybody can hear that, but one of my controllers just,
it's like made this...
went berserk over here, but it's like completely turned off. My Xbox is turned off. Haley says, hey, by the way, she says, my girl Kelly, and she sent you a heart, so.
Hi, Haley.
But
and,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, Haley, look at my hair. It looks good. Haley does my hair.
Yeah. And she says, don't leave.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Please
needs,
don't leave.
She needs some. You can come up to Dallas, though, and do her hair
in
Dallas.
Yeah, so that'd be good.
Maybe, you know, meet in the middle there. So. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think Negan doesn't 110% believe Eugene is telling the truth.
No.
But I think that Eugene kind of showed Negan quite a bit there in that moment to get out in front of Rick and the gang like mm-hmm. that. And I do think that Negan had a point whenever he said that you guys are animals. That, you know, you're going to blow
gonna
up
blow
poor
up
Eugene over
dude.
Here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I did think that was a little bit messed up.
I know, but what were you going to do? Just lay down all your arms just because Eugene was the one that was standing up on the truck?
You
would make a shitty leader.
And well, I wouldn't kill my own people, my old own people.
You need to come home.
Yeah, he does. He does need to come home. That is for sure. But I don't know. I definitely don't think I would have blown Eugene up in that moment. And
they didn't.
No, they didn't blow him up, but they certainly were about to, mm-hmm. and they were prepared to blow Eugene up. So that makes me wonder if, you know, what, how's he going to get back to Rick and the group, and will he ever come back?
I don't think that they did it with a lot of willingness that they were going to blow him up. It was, I think everybody, I mean, they looked at each other and they were like, oh shit, man,
yeah,
I got it. And I'm going to have to do this. And when everybody ducks.
Yeah, I know.
You're
going to go see Eugene's head just fly over the Alexandria fence.
And the little monkey, stuffed monkey thing.
Garbly gunk or whatever. yeah, that would be hilarious. Yeah, Alex, you're completely right. We finally got some badass tiger murder. We were just talking about that. That was
mm-hmm.
definitely badass
that
seeing that from Shiva. Gregory, yeah, I think that Gregory's going to be there at the sanctuary for sure. I think that, you know, he's not coming back to the hilltop anytime soon. They discussed him briefly in this episode. They just said they don't know where he's at, or they just said Simon's gone whenever Maggie was discussing it with somebody. So I don't think they know that he has gone to the sanctuary, but they know that he's gone right now. So it'll be interesting to see. What I really liked about this episode, and I think we talked about it maybe off air or something, I liked how they really did use the Game of Thrones formula in this episode, where they had some build up. They mm-hmm. had this badass action sequence, which was amazing, and I bet was so much fun to film.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that had to have been a blast.
Yeah.
And then you had the moment where they pick up the pieces at the end of the episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of build for next season, which
right.
was really cool.
Okay, so obviously they didn't leave it in a cliffhanger.
No, thank
which
God.
Which is
God.
Great. You and I think it's great. Because I already saw people on Twitter going, oh, fuck this, there wasn't enough action. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I did see some people saying that the episode was slow, and that thank God that it had that little bit of action because that was worth it. But
yeah.
No, I thought it was amazing. I do wonder, and we'll talk, I'm sure, about this in the off season. I do wonder whether or not they will be able to keep the momentum going from this episode, because I think this was one of the best episodes of the season overall. I thought it had
mm-hmm.
everything that a Walking Dead episode needs to be like a really good, solid episode. But
it's
yeah,
not
like,
going to have that buzz like it had.
No,
it,
no, we're not
going to
be
3 months.
Yeah, yeah, we're not going to be talking about 7
yeah.
months. We're not going to be talking about 7 months of who's getting Lucille'd and,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. I mean, for me, I love the fact that we've set up the pieces, it's time to go to war, and I really hope that, yeah, I mean, we just kick off the war right when season 8 starts.
I hope so, too.
I'm excited for it, so,
mm-hmm.
Maggie's message definitely made Kelly cry over here. I got choked up, most definitely. I thought it was a very sad moment, and, I mean, I miss my main man, Glenn, and she, you know, having Herschel's watch like
yeah.
that at the end, and just tying in, yeah, everything about, you know, Rick and Glenn, whenever Glenn saved Rick, that's what kicked all of this off and everything.
That was,
and,
I mean, that was sweet and deep and yeah, it was great. That was great.
It was great, most definitely.
Trying to think, because I didn't take any notes while we were watching, because I'm...
To wrap everything up, I mean, we just loved the episode. I thought it was great.
Four thumbs up.
Four thumbs up right here. I thought the flashbacks with Abe were fantastic. We already talked about those. I love the fact that, you know, Morgan, we thought that he wasn't going to join the kingdom, but I, you know, Ezekiel, he loves him some Morgan.
I know.
You know, we've got the Daryl and Rick romance, but I feel like we've got the Ezekiel and Morgan romance.
I think
as well.
So too.
And I love that.
I do too. I liked that when Morgan and Carol, because Carol was obviously back to being her super badass self. I mean, to the max.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that gun that Daryl had? Oh, where the hell did they find that thing? Yeah, that was awesome.
That gun was awesome. That was like a straight out of like Call of Duty.
Yeah, that thing
gun.
Was very cool. But when, you know, you had Carol and Morgan just at the end of the fight, just kind of sit there together and, you know.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice to see those two coming together because of all the friction that they've had in the past. And yeah, I think they've finally put that behind them. And I think Morgan realizes that you have to do certain things in order to survive. I don't think he'll ever want to just kill for the sake of, you know, killing. But I think that he has really came to grips with, like, this has got to go down. This has got to happen. And I also love the little statue that Dwight left for Daryl, or more or less left it for anybody at Alexandria to see, that it said, didn't know. So, which I love that. I'm excited to see Dwight come into the fold next year in season 8. I'm excited for that.
Okay, but how is he going to?
I don't know yet. I don't know how it's going to happen. And the craziest thing to me is whenever we go back and we're at the sanctuary with Negan and Eugene and Dwight. And I didn't see Simon there, but I know we saw those three. I'm like, man, two out of three of these dudes you got with you, Negan, could be betraying you.
Right. I think they don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you're, you know, high on their Christmas list. Nope. That's for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see that dynamic next season of, he's definitely got Dwight that is, you know, working against him. Eugene, we don't know quite yet if he's working against him or not. And that would be crazy, and, you know, because that would go a completely different way from the comic books if all of a sudden Eugene was really on Negan's side for some reason. I still don't see how it could work.
I just don't
see how that's going to happen. So,
I think it's more of a self-preservation still at this point.
Yeah.
For the most part. And he gets, you know.
He gets just, the sweet food.
Yes, the sweet food and, you know, the nice room and, you know, the walkie-talkie and, you know, and the respect.
Yeah, Negan gives him the respect. Mm-hmm. He definitely gives him the respect. Robin, you're right. You know, this is definitely how you end a season.
Yeah.
It makes this episode got, I think, both of us extremely hyped for season 8. So, all right, well, I think we're going to end our first ever live chat. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to do these types of things in the future now that my computer works.
Stop saying that.
I know, I'm jinxing it. I'm sorry. but yeah, thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thank you for joining us.
Let us know what you guys thought of the episode. Still keep it going. I think whenever the live videos go up, they just stay on the channel and everything.
It stays forever and ever.
Yeah, so you'll see our terrible opening at the beginning, that's for sure, as we were trying to figure out, is this working? Is this on?
Oh, yeah. Like all of our videos.
Yeah, exactly. The dumpster truck on fire continues, so all right.
Bye-bye. Tell you something, all that good.